You are listening to Hello Cupcake, It's Me, a podcast with your host, Michael Peterson.
Hey guys, Michael here with Hello Cupcake, It's Me, a podcast, and today is October 26, 2023, and thanks for hanging with me. If you haven't done so already, please hit like and subscribe, then head on over to youtube.com/HelloCupcakeItsMe to check out the YouTube channel, and then make sure to follow me on all the different social medias, and check out the links down below. So, welcome to episode 89. And can you believe that we are almost completely done with October? And that in just a few weeks, we're going to be Christmas and then 2024. So have you started thinking about your New Year's resolutions yet? Like what you want to try to do different next year? Things like that. I mean, don't be cliche and be like, oh, I'm going to work out and I'm going to lose weight and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. Like, honest to goodness, goals that you're going to stick with. Like, I'm going to try to stop eating fast food as much. I'm going to try to save some money. I'm going to go take that trip that I've always wanted to take. I'm going to, like, reconnect with friends and family. I'm going to be more present in my own life. You know, stuff like that. What are you going to do in 2024 that you haven't done in 2023? I would really like to hear a lot of your ideas. So, anyways, oh, man. It is beyond freaking cold here in the PNW. We have a freeze advisory for the next couple of days, and the duck that you heard in the background right now is because I am recording this on location next to a duck pond, so you're probably going to hear like ducks and stuff in the background, and that's why. But anyways, yeah, so we have a freeze advisory here in the Pacific Northwest over the next couple of days. And we're supposed to get down as low as, I think it was 13. And that's freaking cold. Like, I love the fall because, you know, it's sweater weather. but I don't like it when it gets, like, super cold. Yesterday I was running a heater in my bedroom and was under two of my biggest, thickest blankets, and I was just barely like comfortable, and I had like fleece line, pajama pants on and everything. I was just like, okay, this is unnecessary. So, yeah, but you know what? I will take the cold over the heat any day, because you can always put on another blanket, you can always put on another layer of clothes. When it's hot, you know, you just can't get away from it, and it's just miserable. And it seems like it's been getting hotter and hotter every year here in the Pacific Northwest. Like, when I first moved up here, our summers were beautiful. They were like 50, 60 degree summers all summer long, and then we would get like just about a week's worth of summer heat, and then it was done. Over the last 15 years of living here, I've noticed that we're getting like 2, 3, 4 weeks of like intense record-breaking heat that this area just cannot handle. And much like the lower part of the West Coast, we're starting to have fire seasons now, and it's horrible. So, I don't know if you're one of those people that believe in climate change and all that other stuff, but it's undeniable that there's something happening. We're having an axis shift, or something's going on, but yeah, it's getting to the point where you have to have air conditioning in order to survive here in the PNW, which you've never had to have before. I know people that just had swamp coolers and they said that, that was fine. I have a brand new air conditioner that is still in the box because I haven't found anyone to like help me install the damn thing. But I have a small portable air conditioner in my bedroom that it's one of those ones that like the hose goes out the window and it just cools off like one room, which is perfect because I keep my room sanctioned off from the rest of the house. Like I have a thick quilt that I nailed over my doorway and then I keep my door open. So then that way my cat can still come in and out of the bedroom and I can create a microclimate. So if it's like 30 degrees out in the living room, I can have it as warm as 70 degrees in my bedroom and vice versa. Like if it's 100 and something degrees out in the living room, I can have it down to like 60, 70 in my bedroom. So, that's just how that's how I function. But anyways, yeah, so moving right along, this week has already been a week. Tuesday, I had to go for my physical therapy appointment, and I really need to talk to my physical therapist about the fact that if it's going to be a consult, we need to do so over the phone, because I don't have the money or the ability to come into town and sit for an hour just talking about like what's going on and a few like bullshit instructions on what to do when I'm at home. Like, no, you know, we need to work on what's going on with my like shoulders. We need to work on what's going on with my elbow, with my lower back, you know, all that stuff. So it's one of those damned if you do, damned if you don't situations. But yeah, outside of that, I've just been doing a lot of crafting and really finding my joy in the crafting process. Like, I've always loved doing arts and crafts, but for 2-3 years there, I really didn't do much of anything because I was just so goddamn depressed and didn't feel like even trying to be creative or whatever. And now I've found my creative spark and it's like I'm making things again and I'm enjoying it. And one of the things I'm doing right now is bookbinding. So I'm making my own journals and stuff like that. And I'm aging the paper and I am putting those into, or I'm making signatures and I'm hand stitching them together and making a book. And then I'm decorating the outside of the book with, like, I did one last night that has a star on it. And a couple of days prior to that, I did another one that kind of looks like the Hocus Pocus spell book. And I'm going to be working on another one that looks like a flower. Like, I have all these different designs and ideas in my head of what I'm going to do and how I'm going to put them together. So I'm really enjoying that. And, you know, it might be that everyone gets a handmade journal for Christmas this year, because that is something that is unique and handmade. And, you know, that's one of my criteria for Christmas gifts every year, is that they get something that they need, something that they want, and something that is handmade by a local artisan. And so if I can get something that's not only handmade, but it's handmade by me, then they get, you know, that covers most of it, except for the local artisan aspect of it. But that's one of the things that I try to do every year, is like, I get them one thing that they need, one thing that they want. And then I try to buy something from a small mom and pop business. So then that way I know that not only is it like usually local or handmade or artisanal, but it's going to a small mom and pop. It's not like going to Walmart or some corporation or whatever else. And, you know, there's a lot of times that I re-gift items, too. Or, like, I'll go through, say, Goodwill or something like that, and I'll find something that I know that someone will absolutely love, and then I will make sure that it's in good condition, and then I'll package it really nicely. Like, I'll go and I'll get a basket or something, and then I'll add raffia and all kinds of accoutrements and make a basket that way. So, like, for instance, my niece loves loose leaf tea, and that's one of her favorite things to do, is just sit around and have a glass of tea to relax after a hard day at work or whatever. And she loves earthenware and, like, handmade cups and pottery and stuff like that. So I will look for a nice handmade cup or mug or something like that that's earthenware. And then I'll clean it up really well. And then I will get her a nice tea selection. And then I'll put it into a basket and wrap it all up and make it look really pretty and, like, presentable. Like, a lot of money went into it, but in actuality, maybe $10 went into making the entire thing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm not one of those people that, like, that gift shame people, you know. Like, if somebody comes up to me and they're like, it's not much, but I'm like, no, pump the brakes. The fact that you got me something means the world to me. Like, one year, a friend of mine, going through a lot of financial hassles, and they have several kids plus a husband and an extended family and all this other stuff, and they made me this cute little necklace that had dry herbs inside of it, and it looks like a potion bottle. And they went through and, like, dripped wax all over it and all that other stuff. And that's what they gave me for Christmas. And they're like, you know, I'm so sorry, it's not much. I'm like, if this isn't much, I don't want to see what much is. You know, like... this means everything to me. And I keep that little necklace hung up in my car. And it's got, like, rose petals and cherry blossoms. And what else is there? Lavender and a few other little herbs. And it's just the cutest little thing. So, you know, I'm just like, this is plenty. Thank you. And then, so, you know, you don't have to spend $1 million on Christmas. If you have children, maybe. If you have somebody who's a little bit extra, I'm sorry. But, you know, there's things that you can do. And try to follow those guidelines. And I know that it's way too early to be talking about Christmas. And I'm sorry that I'm going off on that tangent. So we'll switch over to something different. But, let's see. Oh, yeah. Entertainment-wise, I've been playing my game on my phone, Age of Apes, and I'm, like, really sucked into that now, and I'm, like, at a level 13, and it's one of those strategy build-your-base games, and so it's kind of a slow progress, but a fun one. And having a lot of fun with that and raiding the different mutant tribes that inhabit around my camp and getting prizes and stuff from those. And yeah, just having a lot of fun with that. And there's also another game that I play called Match Masters, which is a match 3 puzzle game where you go up against other players from around the world. And it's actually one of the links in the comment section down, or in the note section down below, that you can play with me and be on the same team as me, and we can send each other stickers and power-ups and all kinds of other stuff. And it's actually really fun. It's not like Candy Crush where you have, like, this infinite amount of levels where it's you against the computer. It's more like you and your stratagem against somebody else and their stratagem, and you get like 3 to 5 moves to like beat the hell out of your opponent, and it's just a lot of fun. The next like big game that I want to get is I want to get myself the new Super Mario Brothers Wonder, and right now it's just a little bit outside of my price range at $60. Like, I miss the old day of gaming where like all Nintendo games were like $25, and you know, most games weren't over $30 or $40. Now you're hard pressed to find a game under $40. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to Super Mario Brothers Wonder, and if I can't get it for myself, it might be one of those Dear Santa things. But anyways, so yeah, that's what's been going on this week. Oh, Tuesday trivia was pretty decent, but it was what they call a meeting of the minds. So it's where you just improve your own personal score instead of going up, instead of your score like going toward the bar, it goes for yourself. And this next Tuesday is going to be the start of our new season, and I hope that our people show up for this because we need to kick ass. I'm tired of being in the gold division. We need to be in the we need to be in the next division above us. So, all right, we're in silver. We need to go into gold. So, yeah. But anyways, guys, I'm going to go ahead and let you go. So if you have any questions, comments, concerns, put them in the comment section down below. Make sure to let me know, you know, what you guys are planning for this upcoming year. What are you planning to do for the holidays? Give me some Q&A's. Like, I would love to do a Q&A session for you all. Nothing's off topic, nothing's off limit. So whatever you want to ask me. And if I think that it is show worthy, I will answer it on the show. So anyways, I will talk to y'all later. Bye, guys.
Thank you so much for tuning in. You have been listening to Hello Cupcake, It's Me, a podcast with your host, Michael Peterson. Please make sure to check back often as new episodes are released bi-weekly. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please feel free to send a message to hellocupcakeitsme@gmail.com. And until next time, stay happy, safe, and keep doing the best you can with what you have been given.